Mimi Webb, it is so lovely to finally get you on the hit list. How is it going?
Oh, it's been amazing. Yeah, it's just been non-stop right now. And it's just been so exciting to wake up and just be like, right, new day. What's the new news?
Yeah, that's so true. Because obviously your track, Good Without, is like flying in the charts at the moment. So you must wake up and literally just be like, oh, gonna just quickly check and see where it is.
Yeah, exactly. Straight onto all the charts and emails. It's so fun. And it's just really nice as well because I'm just living my old little life still, doing what I do. And it's just all going on. So I'm just like, ah.
Oh, that's so lovely. Well, congratulations. Obviously, I've mentioned your single already, Good Without. It is such a tune. It is so, so good.
Thank you so much.
Tell me like how you came to write it and what it's actually about.
So it's about an ex relationship that I had. and it was a bit of a while ago, actually. But it was just something I felt I'd never been able to say before. And yeah, just kind of being in that moment of, you know, what really more is there that I want to put out yet? You know, how do I feel about it now? And it just came to me of kind of this really empowering moment and, you know, realizing I am good without and I really don't need that. So being able to get that out and write about something that was, you know, a while back is really fun because it just brings it all back as well and it turns us kind of negative into a positive.
Yeah, definitely. I bet it was so cathartic being able to be like, oh my gosh, I finally got this off my chest.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love that. And my favourite thing, of course, is that you're a Kent gal, which I love.
Oh,
I think I'm right in saying that you're from Canterbury, is that right?
Yes, yeah, I'm in Canterbury.
Amazing. Tell me, what is your favourite thing about Canterbury and your least favourite thing?
Oh, I think my favourite thing would just be the history. I love history. I love it. It's just amazing. And and just being in a city where there is music and, I mean, history, music. Yeah, music and history, I guess.
Amazing.
Just being around that. And then what would be the least? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because it's just such a small place. Everyone knows everyone. So it's like, ah.
Oh, no. So you're always bumping into people that you're like, oh, God, I really
don't
want to see you.
You just want to be chilled.
Yeah, I completely know what you mean. Where do you like to hang out, like in Kent? Because I saw last night you had a little bit of a cheeky pizza express at Blue Water.
Oh, my God, yes. I love Blue Water. And Pizza Express has always been my favourite. My mum used to always take me and my best friend there for like dough balls. We're obsessed.
Oh my God, I love that. Did you ever do that thing where you printed off the voucher and it was always a bit awkward at the end and you'd be like, oh no, it was two for one pizzas actually?
Yeah. My friend was always that girl. Like she was always that person to do that. And she'd always look after me, give me the vouchers.
I love as well that you said in an interview that you want to record a Bond song in the future, the Bond theme. Talk to me. Have you like jotted down any ideas? Have you thought of names? Like, have you got a tune in your head?
I think from the films that I've watched, I've definitely got a few ideas, but I know that what they do is they probably like, you know, you probably write from what the kind of concept of the movie is going to be about. And I love that. I think that's such a cool brief as a songwriter. I would absolutely love that. That's been my dream forever. And having two of my idols that have already done, you know, the Bond theme song and wrote it and everything, you know, Adele and Sam Smith. So to, you know, follow in their footsteps would be insane.
Oh my gosh. Wow, watch this space. I feel like it's going to happen, Mimi. If you believe in yourself, you will definitely make it happen. I just know it.
Thank you so much.
No, you did an Instagram a week or so ago, which cracked me off actually, because you look stunning. It was like a picture of you on the stairs and it's all like red. It's all like red lighting, red vibes. There's just this guy in the background though, just having a casual drink. And I just love it. Who is he?
I think he was an AD on there at there the day, but yeah, we were doing some shoot and film stuff and things like that. So yeah, he was just, you know, one of the legends. But yeah, bless him.
I love that. He must be looking at that picture like, oh, made it to Mimi Webb's Instagram. Oh, get me. Like, there I am, like showing all his mates, like, look at me on Mimi's Instagram. It reminded me a little bit as well of, have you seen that Instagram that Perry Edwards from Little Mix did of her on the stairs? And then there's just her cleaner in the background.
Oh my God, I need to see that.
Oh, it's
that's
amazing.
Actually iconic.
When I saw you do it, I was like, oh my gosh, she's definitely doing a joke about the Perry Edwards thing. And then I was like, oh, I'm not sure she is. But yeah, it was really good. Oh. You also posted a lovely picture of you and your dad after Good Without hit 1 million streams. Have your family been like really, really supportive like throughout?
Oh, 1,000%. They've been there all the way. And you know, I moved at 16. I moved away from them and my friends to go to Brighton to go to a music school. So they've really followed me and really helped me all the way and just supported me. And, you know, it's been a bit scary for them, I guess, because it is a really crazy time. And obviously me moving at 16, you know, that was quite probably scary for them. But they've always known that this is my dream and they've supported that all the way. So, yeah, I'm so grateful for them.
Do you still live at home with them now?
Yes, yeah, I'm with them.
Oh, I bet
all the TikToks, that's why all the TikToks.
Yeah, of course. I was going to say, because obviously that's kind of like how you came to be who you are, like through TikTok, which is like, well, partly obviously through TikTok, which is amazing. How do you find like TikTok using it as an app? Because it's a completely bonkers app, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's crazy. And like when I found out what the app can do for, you know, artists and new artists and songwriters, I was just like, right, I'm going full out. But yeah, it was just like, it's just crazy because, you know, it started off very with the creators and it is still like that, but you really can go on there. You don't have to be a full creator. You can just, you know, talk about your story and get your music across, and it really helps for your fans to interact with you and people that love your music to really get to know you, I guess. So yeah, it's just really nice to see the reactions.
Oh, that's so lovely. And finally, apart from the Bond theme, have you got like one massive goal, like something you really want to do in the future, like in your career?
Yeah, I want to get some Grammys.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's the dream. I'm just putting it up there, you know, putting it out in the universe.
Do you know what? You've got to put these things out there, because otherwise how are they going to happen, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, amazing. Well, Mimi, it's so lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much for coming on The Hit List. And of course, we're going to play your brand new single, Good Without, right now. Would you like to introduce it on KMFM?
Yeah, thank you so much. Hey guys, my name's Mimi Webb, and this is my new single, Good Without.